Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Pastor Dorothy Patterson, and you're now listening to the Word, and we're going to come tonight definitely with the Word. We are grounded in the Word on tonight. I just want to thank everybody that is listening, that everybody be blessed. We're going to open up with prayer. You know, I just pray that, you know, your mind is set on the kingdom. Just clear your mind. Just put your mind on Jesus, the things of God. You know, cast all your cares on him on tonight, okay? You know that God is able. He's able to do what man cannot do. He is God. He is a mighty God. So, God, we come before you right now with thanksgiving and praise, God. We ask that you take over, oh, God, in this hour, oh, God, because you know exactly what we need to hear, oh, God. You know exactly what we've been praying, oh, God. You know the answer that we need, oh, God. Lord, we just pray that your spirit rise on tonight, oh, Father God, that we be filled with your spirit, oh, Father God. Lord, we come binding up everything that's not like God, every hindrance right now and every distraction in the mighty name of Jesus, that everyone that have a ear, let them hear what saith the Lord, oh, God. Let their hearts receive you on tonight. Let them receive your word on tonight. They may not reject your word, oh, God, on tonight. But, Lord, we know that you're able on tonight to save souls, oh God, and that's our mission, oh God, and our agenda, that souls may be saved and delivered and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch me, oh God, as I'm just an instrument being used, God, as I humble myself on tonight, oh God, that your will may be done on this network, oh God, that it may spread the gospel, oh God, all over this world, oh Father God, that souls may be saved, oh God, that they may know your word, oh God, hear your word, oh God, and learn your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, amen. How, you know, it's all about his word. It's all about his word. If it is not his word, guess what? I don't want to hear. If you're not, you know, preaching about the gospel, I don't want to hear. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to receive it. We need to know exactly, hallelujah, what is coming from the mouth of God. What God said, the Bible is here to instruct us and, you know, direct us. It's here to give us wisdom. And, you know, it's here. That's all we need. That's the only book, you know, we really need. You know, spiritual book. I know that, you know, the school system called for us to have other, you know, we got no math and, you know, we got no history and, you know, all them things. But all that's not going to get us into heaven. All of that is not going to get us into heaven. If we don't know the God and we don't have relationship with God, and that right there is what the enemy don't want us to get. He don't want us to have the living word. Hallelujah, the living word. It is a living word. It is a living word on today. And I just want to talk a little bit, you know, about the coming back of Jesus, because he is coming back. Satan has deceived this whole world to think that our Jesus is not coming back. He loves us so. He's not going to continue to watch us suffer. That's why he's given us the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may triumph over Satan, that we may destroy the works of Satan. But if some of us down here that is suffering and that is oppressed, then, you know, he's watching that. You know, God is looking and he is seeing exactly what is going on. Don't think God is not watching. Don't think God do not see. Don't think God will not move, because God is moving even right now. Know that the angels is moving and working right now on our behalf. See them with our natural eye. It's a spiritual being. We're living in a spiritual world. It's spiritual. The Bible said it's not what you can see with your natural eye, but it's more about what you cannot see. It's more about a spiritual world and a spiritual entity that we cannot see. Know that it's a spiritual world and a spiritual kingdom that is fighting against the spirit of darkness on our behalf. Do you know? It's angels fighting right now for you. And for me, it's a war going on right now for me and for you. And every time we call on Jesus, it's a war going on. Every time we call on the name of the Lord, it's a war going on. That's why when we call on the name of Jesus, demons got to flee. Sickness got to dry up. Disease got to go up out of our body in the name of Jesus. Because it's power in the name of Jesus. And Satan don't want you to know that by that name, he got to flee. By that name, he got to loose you. By that name, he has to take his hands off you in the name of Jesus. He has to take his hands off you, your family, and your children in the name of Jesus, off your job, off your finances. Satan got to back up when you call on Jesus, because our help comes from the Lord. And one day he's coming back for me and he's coming back for you. One day all of this is going to be done. It's going to be folded up. Those that are asleep is going to be lifted up. Hallelujah. And to be with the Lord, and they're coming back according to the word of God, and it's going to be a fight going on. We're coming back and we will reign. We will reign with Christ forever. We will dwell with them forever. That is the mission. That is the purpose of our very life. God told me to tell you on tonight that you're not living your life in vain. But God said, I have a purpose for your life on today. I want to touch you. I want to change you. I want to change your mind. I want to touch your heart. I want to take out the stony heart and give you this heart of flesh that you may feel again. I want to renew your mind. Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus also, that is in Christ Jesus. He wants your mind to be renewed because Satan is playing, hallelujah, on the minds of men, and that is how he's able to deceive the whole world. Hallelujah. He's going about deceiving. I feel God on tonight. I feel a breakthrough on tonight. I feel that God is going to release some things over our life on tonight because we're calling out to him. We're crying out to him because our help is coming from the Lord. And don't you know he has to move on our behalf? Don't you understand that we have a covenant with the Most High God that he shall protect us and deliver us from all hurt, harm, and any dangers, unseen hurt, harms, and dangerous things that we don't even see. He is there to protect you from that thing. He is here to cover you. For don't you know that the blood covers you? Don't you know that Jesus died on the cross for me and you before we was even born, that we are covered and we are protected in the mighty name of Jesus? And Satan is upset and he's wreaking havoc here on earth, seeking to see who he may devour, because we have the hedge of protection all around us because we chose Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we've been marked. See, the Bible says he's going to mark his saints. He's going to mark us. We mark with the blood. We're marked with the mark of God. We're kingdom kids. We have an inheritance. We're heaven bound. Come on now. We're children of the Most High God because we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, hallelujah, that he is who he said he is. And on the third day, he did rise from the dead. And he is going to come back for those that are eagerly waiting upon him. So don't get it twisted. Satan wants you to believe that, you know, this is it, that, you know, this world is not it. It is something after this much greater where it's no crying and it's all peace, God said. And I'm telling you, that is our destination on today, because see, I know we want to live as long as we possibly can. Hallelujah. But God wants you to have comfort on today that no matter what, hallelujah, we shall have eternal life. Hallelujah. We shall have peace and we will get back to Eden. Hallelujah. I was talking about that today. See, our mission is to get back to Eden. Hallelujah. Because see, in the Garden of Eden, they had access to the tree of life where they would live forever. God said, look, we're going to have eternal life. Hallelujah. On today. But my purpose of this show on tonight, hallelujah, I want to talk about the coming back of Christ. Hallelujah. And I've been planning, I've been reading, you know, for about a week, you know, I went back through my studies, hallelujah, and we don't really talk about the book of Revelations that much. It's a little, you know, scary. You know, there's some people when we begin to talk about the book of Revelations, but it's here to reveal the end. It's here to reveal the truth to us. The truth to us. God want us to know the truth on tonight. God want to set us free on tonight. Hallelujah. So I remember I did this show on the Miss Benita show, the other broadcast network I was on prior to, you know, God blessing us with our own platform. Hallelujah. And that was one of the most viewed shows when I began to talk about the book of Revelations and the coming back of Christ. And a lot of people was very interested in that. And we don't really understand that book. But, you know, not that I'm going to be coming out of the whole book. I'm coming. I have scriptures throughout the word that is going to be talking about the coming, you know, back of Christ and what it is and what it will look like and what we need to prepare ourselves for. So we're preparing, to be back with the Lord. So we're just going to go through the scriptures that I have here. Hallelujah. So write down, get your pads and your pens and write down, take some notes and study to show yourself approved, as I had to study as well, to show myself approved and to get this word in me, even though I know that the Holy Ghost is taking over and is going to definitely, say what it please. Hallelujah. We must still know the word. Hallelujah. We must know that the Holy Ghost is always going to line up with the word of God. So let's start with 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. He said, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord." That is the destination. That is what God, that's what we're preparing for right here on earth. Right here on earth, we're preparing to be back with the Lord. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Well, he's coming back for his sins. Revelation 1:7, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him." This is what the word is saying. 2 Peter 3:10, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burnt up, will be burnt up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed." This is the word of God. So he's coming as a thief in the night. We're not even going to know. That's why we have to be ready at all times. Matthew 24:26, "But concerning that day, in hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So no one knows. No one knows. See, God is so patient with us to come back. He's so patient because he's given us a chance to get it right with him. He's allowing the preacher to continue the gospel. That's why he said the Holy Ghost will be here with us until the coming back of Christ. Once the coming back of Christ come, then after that, it's not going to be no more Holy Ghost. The Spirit is going to return unto God. It's not going to be, we're not going to need the Holy Ghost when we with Christ. But he come back and he reigned for 1,000 years, because the Bible said then he's going to come back and he's going to reign for 1,000 years, and we're going to reign with him for 1,000 years, and it's going to be peace, and we're going to be with him. And that serpent, the dragon, hallelujah, is going to be bound up for 1,000 years. This is what the Bible says, going to be bound up for 1,000 years. Then he's going to be loose after that, and then it's going to be a great war. Then that's going to be it. So we got to know the word. We got to know what we're expecting. He said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows." So they try to predict when the end of time is going to be. They're not. I remember in the year 2000, everybody was shook. Bathtubs filled with water. We was prepared for, I think it was called a blackout was supposed to happen in the year 2000. And then they predict the end of the world and, and people believe in it, but we don't know. We don't know when that day or that time is going to be. We just have our lifetime here to get it right with God. But we want to be assured that we are going to be with him at the end of all of this. He said, "Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. So we're not going to expect Christ when he come back. See, those that have ears, let them hear the word of God. That's all through, especially the Revelation, the book of those that have ears, hear. Hear what the Lord is saying. Because I think that, you know, we think that the word of God is a fairy tale book. There's something to make us feel good. No, I'm expecting everything in the word to be fulfilled and to be true, because the Bible says that everything going to fade away but the word of God. So I'm expecting everything that I read and every promise that God said in the book, my inheritance, my covenant with him is all real. My blessings is real. My deliverance is real. Why? Because the Bible says so. And we're going to stand on that on today. So we can't take the Bible as a joke. We can't take part of the Bible and eat it and be like, I ain't going to eat the other part. No, we're going to eat the Bible in its fullness, God said. So we're afraid to get into the part of the word that we need, and which is the true meat of God, the true purpose of God. The main course of God, this is the main course right here. Heaven is the main course. The way to heaven is the main course. The coming back of Christ is the main course. That's what it's all about. Come on, let's be filled on today. I feel my help on today. And my help is coming from the Lord on today, because God wants people to be free. He wants us to be free, and he wants us to know the truth. He said, those that seek the truth, go and find the truth. You seeking my face, you calling out for me, here I am. Here I am. I heard you. Now what? Now what? I'm here. I'm here. Now lift your hands up. Surrender it all to me, because I am the way, and there is no other way. There is no other help but me. It is me, your God, that's going to bring you out. It's me, your God, that's going to deliver you. It's me, your God, that's going to scatter your enemies. It's me, your God, that's going to provide for you. It's me, your God. And this is what he keep yelling. He said, I'm the one that's passionate. I'm the one that's merciful. I'm the one that is loving. I'm the one that is kind. I'm the one that will restore. I'm the one that will redeem. It is me. I can do what man cannot do. See, we so busy trying to be man. We don't make man God. See, we mess up when we make man God. And when man disappoint us, then it's a wrap. No, no, but God will never leave us nor forsake us. See, we just mere man. Man falls seven times a day, the Bible says. Man is not perfect, the Bible says. But God said, I'm a perfect God. Jesus was perfect. God said, I look at everything you need is in me. See, we think everything we need is in a man, but God said everything you need is in me. And your peace is in me. Your healing is in me. Your deliverance is in me. It's nothing in this world that is going to satisfy that empty void that we have. Nothing or nobody. It's a void that only the Holy Ghost can fill. It's an emptiness that only the Holy Ghost can fill. And you want to know why he want to fill it? Because he want to come and live in you. He want you to be in him, and you in him and you. He want to live with you. He want to dwell with you. He want to walk with you like he did Adam and Eve in the garden when he walked with Adam and Eve and he spoke to Adam and Eve. He dwelt with them. Come on, he sat with them. He ate with them. God said, I want to eat with you. I want to live with you. I want you to welcome me into your home. See, we got to live with him here on earth. See, we can't wait till we get to heaven and think we're going to be sitting and dining with God and we don't want no relationship with him here. How are you going to come to somebody's house and you don't have relationship with them? You're not going to let them in, right? Now, I never knew you. That's what God's going to say. Look, I never knew you. So you want relationship, then you're going to get invited to the house. You want family. So you want to get married into the family. You know how, no, just family can come.
Then you want to get, you look, you want to, look, be family. You want to be united with God so that you will have access to the kingdom, that you have access to the inheritance, that you have access to the power, that you may be lifted up when Christ comes back, no matter when that may be. It could be tomorrow, or it could be 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, because 1,000 years, we ain't going to be here. But you better make sure that you're ready. You better make sure that you have relationship with God. And that's what it's about. You better make sure that he lived and he dwells within you. You better make sure of these things. This is what it's all about. He said, because nobody know the time nor the hour. He said, therefore, ye also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. That's Matthew 24:44. John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So he said, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'll be back, though. I'm coming back for you according to the word of God. John 14:1-3, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. He said, to myself, that where I am, you may be also. John 14, Luke 21 and 34. But watch yourself, test your heart, be weighed down with desperation and in drunkenness and in cares of this life. And that day come upon you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are coming to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. So you must take a stand, and because I'm telling you, he is coming back. He is coming back. And we're going to have to stand. We're going to have to stand before judgment. I'm telling you, it is not a joke. This is not a dream. It is not a joke. It's not a dream. It is for real. And that's why God has called us as preachers to go and cry loud and spare not. This is what this show is about on tonight. He said, cry loud and spare not. We read earlier today in church, he said, scream into the rooftop. Go to the rooftop. I'm going to the peak of the mountain, and I'm screaming on tonight, because it's no joke. We see what is going on in the earth today. We turn on the news and we see what is going on. We don't know what's going on really behind the scenes, but we got to tap in the spirit. And that's why the Bible said, watch as well as pray. So what the Bible said, what is being talked about in hidden rooms shall be revealed. What is being talked about in the darkness is going to come to the light. And so even though the wars is going on and the migrants is all then took over the whole face of the earth, United States anyway, not to hurt President Earth, but something is going down. And so God wants us to be awoke to the seasons and what is going on, and that we always must be ready, and we almost always must be prepared. Because don't think that these things is happening just in the natural, because it's also happening in the spiritual realm. Also in the spiritual realm. He said, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're waiting. We're waiting for our blessed hope. Where our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is that we're not doing all this preaching in vain. Our hope is that we're not teaching this in vain. Our hope is in God. We know we not. Huh? Because our hope is in him. Our hope is in him. And he is coming back. He said, behold, I'm coming soon. This is what he's saying. Bring in my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. And he said, look, I'm coming back soon. I promise you that he is. I promise you that he is. I have this, it's something in my spirit, man, that just won't quit. It's something in my spirit. It's just like, it's an urgency. It's an urgency for us to get it right. It's an urgency for us to love one another. It's an urgency for us to forgive one another. It's an urgency for us to go out and do what God has called us to do. He said, because I don't want you to be caught with your work undone. It's an urgency, God said. It's an urgency. That's all I hear. It's urgent thing. God said, this is not a time nor a season not to be awoke. This is not a time to be sleeping in the spiritual realm, because it's something after this. Oh, my gosh, Lord, you know. It's people that just will not believe in God. They won't believe in him. And we do, some of us do believe in him. I remember I was watching a TikTok the other day, and that's why we got to go out into these streets. But I was watching a TikTok the other day, and a guy was evangelizing in the street, and he had stopped this one guy, and it looked like they was hanging out him with some boys, and he asked them, did he believe in Jesus Christ? And he was like, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ. And he said, well, if he come back today, would you be ready? And the boy said, well, you know, to tell you the truth, nah, probably not, because, you know, I'd be doing it, like really messing up. So he said, well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, why you still, you know, be messing up? And the boy said, you know, to be honest with you, I couldn't even answer that question. You know, I couldn't even answer that question. And, you know, it reminded me of the scripture said, when I try to do right, you know, he was always there, you know, I want to do right. And, again, it reminds me of it said that the spirit is willing, but it's all, the flesh is not. You know, it's always a fight. And so, anyway, he still continued to minister to the boy, and he was listening. His friends were trying to get him and pull him away because they were ready to go, but he was really, like, there. Like, no, he's listening. He was being truthful with the evangelist, and the evangelist was being truthful with him. And by the end, he said, well, do you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And the young man said, yeah. The young man said, yeah. He said, you know, God was tugging on his heart. So we don't know. It's people out there that want to be saved and set free. We just got to go minister. He said, how are they here without a preacher? How are they here? So we got to go. We got to go. We're expecting them just to come into the church. God said, I draw all men to thee. But we got to be outside. We got to be reachable. We gotta God had to order our footsteps. He ordered the apostle footsteps. They walked, they preached, they went from church to church, from city to city, spreading the gospel. Some of us ain't moving off of our little pulpit, we ain't preaching, we ain't trying to spread the gospel. We're not trying to do, you know, because I'm telling you right now that God is so merciful. He is so merciful no matter what it looked like right now. No matter what it looked like. No matter what, you know, you done got yourself into or what trap the enemy had for you. Don't you know that God said, I'm going to get you out. I'm going to do it for you. Why I'm going to do it for you? Because I'm a merciful God. And I wish that no man perish. He's not going to allow Satan to destroy you, because God said he created you and he wants your soul. See, it's a battle over your soul. It's a battle over your soul. Just like when Moses, and I never understood why Satan was there battling over, you know, Moses' body. The angel, Gabriel, they was battling body. And so it's a fight. Satan wants your soul. He wants you to sell your soul out to him. But God said, no, I require your soul on today. I require your soul to be saved and to set free. Why? Because I have a work for you to do in this earth. I have a work for you to do. I have something great for you to do. I have greater plans for you than Satan had for you. Satan plans is to kill, steal, and destroy. But my plan is that you live and shall not die. My plans is that you walk into your inheritance. My plans is that I will fulfill your desires of the desires of your heart. My plans is that you walk in peace and that you walk in healing. But Satan want to destroy you. Satan don't want you to have peace. Satan don't want you to have sweet sleep at night. But God said you should have sweet sleep at night. The Bible said that, you know, weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning. That's what the Bible say. The Bible said no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. The Bible said that we will tramp over serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm us. That's what the Bible say. The Bible said that he would deliver us from the hand of the evil. The Bible said he would mark us and he would keep the plagues from us. The Bible said that we have an inheritance. The Bible said we are well. So Satan is a liar. The Bible said that Satan is the father of lies. And the Bible said that Satan is defeated. And the Bible said that Satan is going to hell. And the Bible said that Satan, you know, that hell was created for Satan and his angels. That's what the Bible says. So guess what? We're going to stick with what the word says. The Bible said that God loved me. The Bible said that Jesus died on the cross for me. And my sins is forgiven. The Bible said that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And because of that, I have power to defeat Satan. The Bible said it's power in the name of Jesus. And when I call on the name of Jesus, he got to flee. He got to back up out of my way. He got to get up out of my house in the name of Jesus. He got to loose my mind in the name of Jesus. He got to loose my body in the name of Jesus. He got to loose my family in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible say. Yeah, we can laugh at Satan. We can laugh at Satan. Because he is a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe. And God said, these enemies you shall see no more. I scatter your enemies. I take care of your enemies. I will raise up every time your enemies raise up. I'm going to raise up on your behalf. I'm going to send the angels on your behalf. Yes. So we good until the coming back of Christ. We good. Don't let Satan distract us from doing what we have to do, because the Bible said all these things, and we stand on it on tonight. We decree and declare that everything that the Bible said shall come to pass in our life, that we were created for a purpose. We are destined for greatness according to the Bible, the plans that I have for you. Hallelujah. Yes, imagine what God really have in store for you. His plans is not to harm you or to hurt you. That's what the Bible say. That you may be prosperous. Yes. God is a loving God. See, some of us think that God is just out about punishing people. God is not about punishing people like that. He's so merciful. He ain't playing with the wicked. You know, he even gives the wicked time to repent. He even gives the wicked, but he said, look, I'm a merciful God. He loves you all. He loves us all. So you want God to destroy people, but God said, now I want them saved, though. I want them saved, though. I want them delivered, though. I want them to be filled with the love of God, though. Because We don't want nobody to go to hell. Hell is a bad place. Hell is a bad place. Hell is forever. It's no coming back. You know, we go to jail here. You know how some people go to jail and they go into jail for life? They never getting out. They never getting out. That's how it is. And it's worse. It's not like you might get, got what they say, like a 3 to 4, 3 to 5. I don't know how it go. 2 to 3. Nah, you ain't getting no 2 to 3. Nah, hell is a lifer. Heaven is a lifer. So, look, we want to be heaven bound. Lord, receive us on tonight. Receive us on tonight. All we got to do is lift our hands up, and all we got to do is receive him into our heart. That's it, and he'll come, and he'll live, and he'll dwell with us. He'll fix it. You want him to live inside and to dwell inside of you, that you may produce the fruit, that you may have the peace and the love that you've been yearning for. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing. I'm telling you, man can't do what God can do. I'm going to tell you that now. God is mighty. He is awesome. He is loving. Let's read some more scriptures. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. So again, he's saying, stay awake spiritually. Spiritually, stay awake. That's why I said, watch and pray. Be a watchman on the wall. That was Matthew 24. He said, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. He's a God of peace. He's a God of peace. And we thank you on tonight. I'm just reading scriptures because it's called the word. And I just want to give you words. Because none of this is my word. It's not my word. This is all God's word. I'm not making none of this up. These are scriptures that's coming from the word of God. Matthew 26, that Jesus said to them, you have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. No, he's coming back, and he said he's coming back on the cloud. He told the disciples the same way, because when he went, he ascended up into heaven, and the disciples, they was looking at him as he was going up. And I mean, it was an angel said, you know, I don't know why y'all looking at him like that, because the same way, don't be marveled, because the same way that he's going up, the same way he's going to come back down. And he's coming back. We have to preach this gospel. I'm called to preach the gospel. I'm called to warn you, to cry loud, and to spare not. And the same words that I gotta take heed to this word as well. He said, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness. He said, by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance, all by raising him from the dead. Yes, he was risen from the dead. Some don't believe that he was risen from the dead, you know, but it's according to the word. We believe in the full gospel of the word. Jesus still living. He is yet not dead. Revelation 26:15, behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, that he may not go about naked and be seen exposed. So I guess, I don't know. Just sleep with some night clothes on. No, I'm just kidding. Sleep with some night clothes. He said, but he's coming. The point of it, he's saying, look, stay awake spiritually. Know what is going on. Know what is going on. But he said, yeah, he said, keep on your garment. where you may not be, you know, exposed. Nakedly. So he's talking in the spiritual thing. We can take it both ways. But you don't want to be. You want to be in your heavenly, spiritual being, because he said it all times, be in the spirit. You don't want to be caught sleep. You don't want to be caught not aware of what is going on. He said, he who testified to these things, saying, surely I am coming soon. Come on, he said, surely I'm coming soon in Revelation. And he keep on saying it. He's going to keep on reminding us that he is coming soon. Why is he going to keep on reminding us? Because he loves us. Because he loves us, and he wants us to spread this gospel to the whole world. He wants us to wake up the whole world. He wants to wake up the world. That's why he wants to go out and preach. He wants everybody to know about him. It's called the good news. He said, go out and spread the good news that we are free. Free at last, free at last. Thank God that we're free at last. We're free. We're not in bondage no more to Satan. We're not in bondage no more to sin. We're free at last. Happy Black History Month, y'all. It's almost over. Yes, we're free at last. We're not chained up. We're not in bondage anymore, saith the Lord. We are free through Christ Jesus. Satan, you have no access to me. You have no access to my mind because I am free in Jesus' name. And we can shout that, and we can mean that. Because all we need is the Lord. All we need is God. And he'll bring us out of whatever situation. And I know we be in, it's many troubles in this world. Okay, let's get this one thing straight. God is going to bring us out of the trouble. We're going to go through some things, unfortunately. But we will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. You ever had a kid and they do hurt themselves, but they take it to the 10th power? Like, now you know goodness well it's not that bad. But it do hurt. You know, you might be sick and then you act like you're sick to the 10th power. But, yeah, you may be going through some things. And I remember one time I thought I was on my deathbed and I was about to die. But I really wasn't about to die, though. But it felt like it. It was terrible. It was terrible what I was going through. I didn't know when will I come out. When will this pain stop? When do I not have to take a pain pill? When will my body heal? But it did. Eventually it did. I can't even tell that the pain was there. God healed my body totally. So it's going to be a time that the pain going to be gone. And you're not going to know. Sometimes it takes longer for things to heal. It took a while. It took me like 6 months for my body to get back to where it was because of the severity of the surgery that I needed. So depending on the severity of the surgery that you had, it may take some time for you really to restore and repair. You have to understand, it's different levels, hallelujah, to certain different type of wounds. God said, I want to heal your wound. I want to heal what has been killing you. I want to take it out. I want to fix it. I want to sew you back together again. I want to take it out. And this is what God is about to do. And he's repairing us. You know why? We got to be healed because God have a work for us to do. We can't do a work for God and be not healed. We can't and not knowing how to fight Satan. Because the main thing is that we're here to destroy the works of Satan. So when the Bible say he sent us out to like cast out demons and heal the sick and the mend the broken. All of that is the work of Satan. He sent Elijah out to deal with the false prophets. That's the work of Satan. The false prophets, he's dealing with the works of Satan. When Elijah dried up, God stopped the rain. He was dealing with demons. He was dealing with matter of fact, that was because they was praying to this God that was like the weather God or whatever. So God said, "Well, okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna mess with the weather. Show you that I'm in control of the weather. I'm in control. I'm in control of this." And I know a lot of people saying, "Oh, you know, they messing with the weather. They doing it." But I'm gonna tell you now, a lot of this stuff that's going on with the weather, them men didn't do it. God did it. Stop it. God did it. We giving too much credit to Satan when the Bible says it is me, God, that's going to deal with the wicked. That's going to deal with the wicked. It is me, God, that I'm going to do it. We giving too much credit to Satan. We giving him access. See, when we give Satan credit, we giving him access. When we saying that, you know, we're empowering him. Oh, yeah, you know, Satan did it. And no, no witch, no warlock can do nothing to a child of God. Nothing to a Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, blood. Come on now, covered child of God. Ain't nothing Satan can do but back up in the name of Jesus. You got to back up off your home. You got to back up off your children, back up off your job in the name of Jesus. Yeah, and Satan know that. Satan don't want you to know who you are. Satan don't want you to walk in the power that God has given you. Satan don't want you to be empowered. Satan wants you to be weak. When God said, "I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous. I want you to stand flat-footed against Satan when he come up against your house, up against your children, your friends, your family. I want you to fight like never before. I want you to pray like never before. I want you to have the bold spirit to stand and not to fight in the flesh." The Satan wants us to fight in the flesh. And we're not off topic because, look, while we waiting on the Lord to come back, we're going to be fighting. Because Satan is looking to see who he may devour. But God wants you to know, don't give no room to him. Because he is defeated and he is under your feet. So don't open up your door to Satan. Don't give him access into your life because that's the only way he going to have interest if we open up the door. Other than that, we got a hedge. Other than that, we are protected by the blood of Christ Jesus. Other than that, we have the power to rebuke him and he has to flee in the name of Jesus. So we're not giving room to Satan, and we're not giving access to Satan on tonight. Satan, matter of fact, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. You got to loose God's people in the name of Jesus. We're set free. Our mind is set free in the name of Jesus. We're not depressed. We're not stressed. We're not overwhelmed, but we have the peace of God that is dwelling on us right now in the name of Jesus. For our strength comes from the Lord. God, even pour your spirit out even right now. Touch us even right now that we will never be the same again, God. Lord, you do it. Lord, dispatch the angels all around us right now, God, to minister unto us, oh God. Lord, we want to be free, oh God. Lord, we want to be more like you, God. More like you, God. We want to transform our mind, oh God. Renew our mind, oh God. Take out the stony heart, God, and give us a heart of flesh that we may feel, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. You know exactly what I need, oh God. See, the Holy Ghost, it knows exactly what we need before we even pray. We don't even know what we need. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost interceding, making intercession for you and for me. It's like, God, I don't know what's best. I don't know, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction to turn. Hallelujah. So we're like, Lord, what should I do? Order my footsteps. We say, like, look, when you get older, you're gonna, and you know, like, wait a minute, I just can't do it. God, just tell me, Lord, what to do. You're going to get the pen and the pad, and you're going to write it down. Say, Lord, just give me instructions now. I need instructions. We got to get to the point in our life where we go to God for instructions. Then we go to God for answers. We can't think we know it. We can't think that we know the answer without seeking God. You know nothing without seeking God first. I don't know the answer. Let me go seek God first. Let me see what the Word of God say first. Now, I might know it, but I bet you it, I already got it from the Word of God. But it's not going to come on my own accord. It's not going to come from my own wisdom. It's not going to come from your own wisdom. It's going to come from God. And God want to give you godly wisdom on tonight, that we may be on the right path, that we may understand even the things of God, that God give us an understanding of his word, that we may know the ways of God and the statutes of God, that it is, listen, it is not that hard. See, Satan has deceived us to think that it's so hard to serve God, but it is not. All God wants is a yes. That is it. It's a yes. What makes it hard and difficult is that we got to fight Satan. This Satan mad, Satan ignorant. Satan is here to conquer. God, look, he said, no, I want y'all to have peace. I'm going to send y'all this helper. And the helper is called the Holy Ghost. And it's going to be like fire shut up in your bones. And you're going to have power over every power of Satan. Don't you know that no black magic, no black powers, no demonic powers have no power over you? Satan don't want you to know that he's mad tonight. He's going to be like, you need to shut up. I ain't shutting up. You're not shutting your mouth up. Because we're gonna scream it. We're going to scream it until they hear. Look, power over Satan. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Accept him as your Lord and Savior on tonight. He is the way, and there is no other way. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're about to do, God. We thank you for everyone that you touched on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you for that. Oh, everyone that you freed on tonight, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. You're a mighty God, and there's none like you. You're awesome, God. You're a magnificent God. Lord, we thank you. You're a God that answered prayers. Oh, I thank you, God. He's a mighty God. I'm excited on tonight, too. You know, I just thank God. I thank God. He's an awesome God. He answered prayers. I'm telling you, he answered prayers. He answered prayers. He's a mighty God. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray for your loved ones. Pray, pray, pray. Pray without ceasing. I'm telling you, because he's awesome. It's nothing that he wants. I'm convinced. I'm convinced he's made a believer out of me. He is a God that answers prayers. He's a God that will see you through to the end. He's a God. He will redeem and he will restore. I'm telling you right now, don't give up on God, because he will not give up on you. No matter how long it takes, don't give up, God. Don't take your hand from the plow. Don't quit the race. Giving up is not an option. Hold on to God with all your life. I don't care if you got to barely, you hold on. You don't let go. No matter what is happening in your life, no matter what you are going through, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He'll pick you up out of your lowly place. I'm here to let you know on tonight, don't give up. Trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always. And God will bring you out. He's an awesome God. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. I love you guys much, and God loves you much more. He loves you. He is love. Who is love? God. Who is love? God. Seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Word. Hallelujah. We're standing on The Word. Hallelujah. The living word. Hallelujah. I might change it to that. The living word. Because his word is living. His word is thriving. And every word that we spoke, hallelujah, it shall come to pass, because he's not a man that he shall lie. And so we thank each and every last one of you guys. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for supporting NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. Lord, bless the radio, that everyone that hear it, oh, Father God, will be blessed, that they will hear a word, oh, God, you know, a word of confirmation. Hallelujah, Lord, because it's your word. We need to hear from you, God. Hallelujah. People want to hear from God. We're tired of listening to false prophets and false, you know, false teachers. And I know I am, but I found this one lady I was listening to tonight, and she was awesome. I said, oh, I think I done found somebody. Hallelujah. It's hard now to find, you know, good preaching on social media, and it is very hard. It's just hard out here. It's really hard out here. But we thank God anyway for his spirit. We thank God for, you know, Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. You know, we're located at 158 Orange Street. And we just thank God for the house of worship. And meet us back here Wednesday at 9 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. Then we're going to have our Friday night prayer with me and Pastor Todd Quasia. And then on Sundays, we have our Pastor Todd Quasia, which also had an awesome show tonight. Tune in to her at 7:30. I'm sorry, I don't have no script in front of me. At 7:30 on Sundays, her show is awesome. You definitely, you know, would be blessed. Please just, you know, tune into these shows. And my show is at 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. So Kingdom Talk and The Word on Sundays. God bless everyone, and good night. Be encouraged, and have an awesome week ahead of you. Bye. Good night.